Hey there, awesome listeners. Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood productivity guru, back with another dose of organizational awesomeness to kickstart your day. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of tasks? Like that to-do list is growing faster than a chia pet on steroids? You know that feeling when the clock is ticking and you just want to hide under the covers and pretend today doesn't exist? Well, guess what? We've all been there. But fear not, my friends, because today we're diving headfirst into the world of procrastination. That sneaky little monster that loves to sabotage our best intentions. We'll be uncovering its weaknesses, learning some powerful strategies to conquer it, and finally getting you back in control of your time. So, buckle up, grab your favorite productivity potion, coffee for me, and let's get down to business. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you slay procrastination like the boss you are. First up, understanding why we procrastinate is crucial. We're not lazy, people. Procrastination often stems from fear of failure, fear of success, even fear of starting something new. It's our brain's way of protecting us from potential discomfort. Think of it like this. You have a big presentation coming up, and instead of prepping, you find yourself reorganizing your sock drawer. Your brain might be saying, hey, let's avoid that scary presentation by doing something safe and familiar. Next, break down those daunting tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Ever try to eat an entire pizza in one sitting? Yeah, me neither. It's just too overwhelming. Same goes for big projects. Divide them into bite-sized pieces, and suddenly it feels much less intimidating. You'll be surprised how quickly you can make progress when you focus on one small step at a time. Now, let's talk about those distractions that seem to have a life of their own. We live in a world of constant notifications, social media pings, and emails popping up like confetti. To overcome procrastination, you need to create your own productivity sanctuaries, distraction-free zones where you can focus without getting sucked into the vortex of the internet. Try turning off those notifications, silencing your phone, or using website blockers to keep yourself on track. Here's a powerful tip: set specific deadlines for each task, even if it's just for yourself. Remember that feeling when you have a friend waiting for something you promised? You get things done. The same goes for those self-imposed deadlines. It adds a sense of urgency and accountability that can be really effective in combating procrastination. Finally, celebrate your wins, big or small. When you successfully overcome procrastination and complete a task, take a moment to acknowledge your accomplishment. It could be as simple as giving yourself a high five, enjoying a delicious snack, or taking a short break to recharge. This positive reinforcement helps build momentum and keeps you motivated to keep crushing those goals. Let me tell you a story about a friend of mine, Sarah. She's brilliant, creative, and has a million amazing ideas brewing in her head. But she was constantly struggling with procrastination. Deadlines loomed like thunderclouds, and she'd find herself spending hours scrolling through social media instead of tackling her work. I remember one time she had this huge project due, but she kept getting stuck. She felt overwhelmed, anxious, and just plain defeated. So, we decided to put those 5 strategies into action together. We broke down the project into smaller tasks, set deadlines for each one, created distraction-free zones, and celebrated every milestone along the way. You know what? Sarah not only finished her project on time, but she absolutely rocked it. She even felt more confident and in control of her time. It was a total game changer for her. And that's the power of these strategies. They can transform your relationship with procrastination and empower you to achieve incredible things. Remember, conquering procrastination is not about being perfect, it's about progress. Every step you take towards managing it is a victory. So go out there, embrace those challenges, and show procrastination who's boss. If this episode resonated with you, give it a thumbs up, share it with someone who needs to hear this, and let us know your thoughts in the comments. And don't forget, we're all in this productivity journey together. See you back here tomorrow for another dose of organizational inspiration.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.